I'll bet you a dime to a dollar that our next conversation will be on our Essential Cuts podcast later this evening. We always get great information from our next guest, Jason Nathanson, out in L.A., reporting on entertainment for ABC News. And a big part of entertainment nowadays is, well, litigation. And in the wake of the stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston, rapper Travis Scott says he'll personally refund all attendees. He won't be hitting the stage anytime soon, pulling out of concerts this weekend in Vegas. And lawsuits have already been filed. Let's welcome Jason Nathanson to discuss that this afternoon on the Big 89. Anything in addition to what I've laid out as far as any new developments today?
Travis Scott also announced today that he's going to pay for all the funeral costs of those who died during the festival on Friday. So that's in addition, as well as he and the people who put on the concert, they're providing free one-on-one online therapy for anybody who was impacted and is in need of mental health services after that. It seems like, and one of the other performers, Roddy Ricch, also announced that he's donating all the money, all the proceeds from his appearance at the festival to the families of those affected. So it seems like Travis Scott and those around him are trying to do what they can to make this right, but as you mentioned, the lawsuits have been filed. A couple have been filed already, and I'm sure more are going to be coming in the future as everybody tries to investigate exactly what went wrong here, why, what led to this, and could it have been stopped?
Well, anybody that's attended what I call festival seating, which is just everybody grab whatever space you can, we know these things can go bad pretty quickly. But he put out on Instagram, and I have a 10-second clip here, saying, had I known, I would have stopped.
Any time I could make out, you know, anything that's going on, I'd stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need.
And this is after the chief of police of Houston visited him before the show and said, hey, this crowd seems edgy. You got to keep your eye on this and help us out a little bit. And the fire chief afterwards said, after they had declared a multiple victim incident, that may not be the exact verbiage they used in Houston, but Travis Scott continued to perform for another 30 minutes. Has he addressed that at all?
Not that we know, but it's hard to know what he knew at the time, what he knew from the stage. I've seen videos of people appearing to talk to him on the stage, and then he just keeps going. But we don't know what was said, what he was told, what was communicated to him. And also from the stage, it's, you know, obviously very hard to tell what's going on. You don't know what's a serious incident and what's, you know, just people in the crowd doing whatever people in the crowd do. We've seen over the past couple of days all sorts of videos come forward from various performers who did stop shows in the middle of various things going on because they saw something from the stage that looked suspicious or dangerous to them. Videos from Billie Eilish to Adele, Harry Styles, Linkin Park even. There was one where people were, you know, moshing and things got a little tense and they stopped the performance and said, hey, everybody calm down. And a couple of those videos, the performer said from the stage, look, it's my responsibility to keep you safe. So everybody calm down or we're going to stop the show. Again, we don't know if Travis Scott knew that there were things, dangerous things happening, that people were being hurt at the time or what. I want to believe him. I want to take him at face value and said that if he would have known, he would have stopped. But again, that's what there's going to be an investigation for.
Well, you can always just shut the power off. You know, is this going to be a fight legally eventually between Travis Scott and Live Nation? Because Live Nation will say he continued to perform. But if I was Travis Scott, I'd say, well, all you have to do is turn off the power and the show stops.
Well, I don't know exactly because I don't know who's involved. You know, Travis Scott is one of the producers of the concert as well. He's one of the people behind it. And so he could obviously have some liability there in addition to being the performer and being the person on the stage, as well as Live Nation. Live Nation being the company that probably has the deepest pockets here. And that, you know, if you're somebody who's going to sue, you're probably just going to name everybody who might be responsible and let the courts figure out at the end of the day who it actually is who's responsible.
Was Live Nation, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sandbag you with this question, was Live Nation the promoter of the Vegas concert massacre?
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Talking here with Jason Nathanson from ABC News. He's out in Los Angeles. On to the next sort of soon-to-be litigated incident. What is Alec Baldwin now calling, and explain why, for there to be an armed police officer on every movie set, every scene from this point on. I don't quite understand the logic or how that limits his legal exposure or helps his PR.
He did say that he in a post on social media today that he said, quote, every film slash TV set that uses guns, fake or otherwise, should have a police officer on set hired by the production to specifically monitor weapon safety. Again, to your point, though, as to what that would do, not exactly sure, because there are people on sets who actually have maybe even more knowledge of these guns than a police officer would, in that being the armorer and the prop master. These are people whose jobs it is to use and prepare these guns. These guns, by the way, which should never have live ammunition in them. But on a set like Rust, we're talking old guns, right? There was a Colt 45 that Baldwin had in his hand. And so I am not exactly clear what he thinks, what that would accomplish, because when the protocols are followed, we have seen that Hollywood has been a very safe place when it comes to guns on set. So adding a police officer, not exactly sure what that would do. And he didn't expand on what he thought that that would accomplish.
That's a goofy posting, in my opinion. The armorers that I've heard repeatedly since this incident, they don't want any additional weapons on any set. They want to control everything. They would not like that if there was a police officer who was standing over in the corner watching the production, you know, with a 9mm Glock on his hip. They don't want any part of that. And in fact, the gentleman that I've listened to repeatedly through this analysis of this incident, he probably would not take a job if that was part of the set.
I mean, it's a solid point because, again, the issue here and where things went wrong is the fact that there was live ammunition on the set where it shouldn't have been. So if you introduce a police officer with a gun on his hip, then you are putting live ammunition on a set where it should never be, and just increasing the chances that maybe something could go wrong.
Jason, thank you very much for your time. As always, sir, enjoy the weather on the West Coast as we are got a couple more days of decent warm weather here and then go into the freezer for a few months.
Well, good luck with it.
I'm not catching any sincerity in your voice there.
I mean, you know, we live here for a reason.
Okay. Thanks. Much appreciated. Take care.
Take care.